the queue. Q105.
Hey, if somebody lost their bike or your bike was stolen, Arlington Burn area, we may have it. We're live and local, hanging out with you in the TOL, the 419, the OHIO. Yeah, no outsourcing here. It's Q105. I'm Denny Schaefer. How's it going? How you doing? Close enough to call it 6:45. 6:45 if you're digital. Hazy, hot, humid, scattered showers. Carbon copy of yesterday for the most part. You know, we could get some storms, whatever. High of 90, except the heat index is going to be near 100. Susie's here. Did you just do that? I am going to punch you. Stop doing that. Turn your phone off. He's killing me over here.
So funny.
Why are you trying to upset this middle-aged white man?
I love you so much.
You did that the whole time. That's what you've been screwing with me the whole time.
Until I knew it bothered you, I was just doing it to voice
text. It doesn't bother me. I just don't want to. I thought it was my computer coming through the board. I didn't want to irritate the listeners any more than I already do.
Sorry, go on.
Crazy bastard over there.
Maybe.
All right, the number's 419-240. Middle-aged
white
bastard.
Yeah, middle-aged 419-240-1055.
Or you can text me. And I get them, and it's not annoying at all. By the way, if you text my name, Denny, to that number, it'll take you right to the blog. What do we have on the blog today, Paul?
Oh, we have two awesome posts. One is a 90-year-old yodeler, I think it is, from the from the show, and then Boys to Men's in a pretty cool commercial. So they
did you watch Little Big Shots Forever Young yesterday,
Susie?
The clip. It was awesome. Did you see it yesterday, Susie, the show? You hate old people, don't you? You do. She hates it. She don't think it's cute at all. Or is that Trisha?
People. No.
White middle-aged old people.
Yep. Wait, middle-aged and old? No, I did not see it.
Did you hate? You hate
no,
middle-aged old?
I turned it on to watch it. He was wearing a gray suit. Steve Harvey was.
Yeah.
And the first couple was that couple in red, and the guy's like, we've been married.
Probably
like,
have
professional eaters. They were professional eaters.
Is that what their story was? And he's like, we're married like 43 years, 6 months. 4 days, 3 hours, and then Steve's like, well, it sounds like you're in jail is what that sounds like.
Yeah,
you know, because he rattled it off, and I'm like, I can't watch this
competitive
show.
Eating is what they did. So, yeah, you just hate old people. Anyway, I thought it was cute, especially the old lady yodeler. She's like 95, isn't she, Paul?
Yep.
All right, here's a little sample. You can go to my blog. You can text it, 419-240-1055. Denny, D-E-N-N-Y, and it takes you right to the blog. She's awesome. And she's sassy. Got some attitude. 95.
Well, I walked into church with a cane in my hand. Found me a seat in the pew. Well, I fumbled a little.
It's hot.
Stumbled a
what
lot.
What is the show's target audience?
That's
middle-aged white guys.
Well,
anyway,
Steve
that's
Harvey
up there.
The suits around
I don't
there.
That's
know.
Up there. And the other one.
I just can't watch that show.
Have you seen the Geico commercial with Boys to Men at the pharmacy?
No.
The woman's getting a prescription. You
no.
haven't seen it?
No.
I think it came out last month. I saw it the first time today, and it cracked me up. I'm like, oh, I got to put that on the blog, the Denny blog, which is really a blog because I don't blog. I blog. Listen to this. I'll play some of it for you.
So your new prescription does have a few side effects.
Oh, like what?
You're gonna have dizziness, nausea, and sweaty eyelids.
Great.
And in severe cases, chronic flatulence.
So gassy, girl.
If you're Boys to Men, you make anything sound good. It's what you do. If you want to save 15% or more on car insurance, use a Sting Geico. It's what you do.
Next.
YouTube channel.
Anyway, yeah, I know you Boys to Men YouTube channel. Isn't that funny?
Yeah,
it's funny.
Yes.
All right, what's the deal on this bike out here? We got a bike out back.
That scared the crap out of me all morning. Out of the corner of my eye, I'm seeing like this tree branch down, and I'm like, "Ooh, that's a big branch that came down." Now that it's daylight, it's not no tree branch. It's a stolen bike.
Paul, wait a minute. Why do you say stolen bike?
Because it's hidden behind a bush.
Well, then there's that.
Here's what I'm thinking. They stashed it there. They're waiting for the heat to die down. When the 5-0's gone, they're going to go claim their prize.
All right, so have we taken a picture of this bike yet?
We have. It's posted.
Is it posted?
It's posted, yeah.
Okay. You know what? We need to make sure everybody in the apartment complex that doesn't have a car and some don't, we need to do a fundraiser or something, get them all bikes, because they're going to have to ride an extra mile down to the Kroger since the Southland's closed in, what, 3 weeks?
Dude, it's going to be rough. Where are you going to get your groceries at? You don't want to go pay retail at the gas station.
You know, when I was a kid, you were supposed to register your bikes. So if it ever got stolen,
really?
Yeah, you get a little thing at the police station and it has a number on it and you put it on your bike and then you register it. And that way, if your bike was ever stolen, you get it back. I'm pretty sure that doesn't happen. So how do we know?
Should we call the police or no?
Oh, we should call 911.
Well, probably for something like this, we should probably just call the hospital cops next door. That's probably what we should do, the UT cops.
You think?
Not full-fledged police. YouTube
no,
cops.
They are too. Don't be bashing those guys.
Honestly,
how about we call the Radisson security guard over there? He's probably
there
taking a nap.
Yep.
See if he wants to come over and write up a report.
I mean, if your bike gets stolen, you most likely don't ever see it again, right?
I had my bike stolen when I was a kid, and it was the first bike I ever bought.
Oh, that's sad. I'm sorry.
I didn't really care because I just started driving and I had a car, so it's screw it.
Okay, you've moved on.
Yeah, but I had it stashed behind a bush. At my buddy's house. I did. Behind a bush, thinking it would be safe there. It was between the bush and his house. And my buddy goes, hey, your bike's gone. I'm like, what are you talking about? He goes, it's not here. We woke up and it was gone. So, yeah.
Well, is it possible this is like a storage facility for their bikes since maybe they couldn't take it into the apartment with them?
You mean our property here is their storage facility?
Yeah, it's like their storage unit. Hmm. Like maybe they couldn't take it inside. So they're like,
she said unit.
Yeah.
Put it here behind the bush. I said unit
she
and
said
bush.
In the same little break. Mm-hmm. Nice.
Okay.
Use them in the same sentence.
Wait, I got to
work on it.
Yeah, I'll work on that.
All right. Anyway.
Boy, this is like the first
if you lost your bike, we got your bike.
We do.
We posted it, and did you put up Crime Stoppers number or something?
I did. 419-240-1055.
Is it me, Susie, or is Paul funnier since we got back from vacation since he got his big raise?
Really?
Is he funnier because he got a big raise and his motivation in life is food and money? Next is probably money to get the food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I don't know. I'll have to monitor the situation.
You got a big raise. How many cents an hour?
20 cents, baby.
Yeah,
20
double
cents
digits.
An hour. Mm-hmm. That's huge.
That's right.
So 20 cents, that comes out to how many? Wow, that's a lot of donuts you can buy now.
Like, what? What are you doing?
Oh, it's Trisha. Trisha just walked out there to look at the bike.
It's the second time she's done that. She's
Trisha's out there investigating the bike. It scared the crap out of Susie.
Watch your fingerprints.
Yeah, Trisha, don't touch. Oh, she can't hear us.
Don't
touch the bike. We're going to have it dusted.
Yeah, come here.
Dusted.
Prop it up.
No, she shouldn't touch the bike. Do not touch the bike.
You said we're not calling the police.
This is what we're doing here, people. Honest to goodness.
No, we're called Crime Stoppers. Anybody's got any information, then we bring in the cops.
All right. Well, we want to prop it up and take a better picture and check out its street value. This could be a high-end bike.
I don't know. I can barely see it because it's sitting down on the ground. Is there any blood
it's
on
stashed
it?
Stashed behind the bush.
Should we check it for cocaine?
Maybe. That food town on
some
Door.
Some gun residue?
That food town on Door and Reynolds. Yeah. Is where my sister's 10-speed got stolen because I was tired of her having a 10-speed, and I didn't have one. I said, screw it. I'm going up there taking her bike.
Did you?
Big mistake.
Because you left it unlocked?
I parked in the thing, went and got my candy bar, came
back.
I was gone. I was gone 2 minutes. 2 minutes, that's it.
That's a deliberate act of terrorism.
Yeah, that is. That is.
My sister was in the same spot you were, had a car. She's like, all right, whatever.
Screw it. Who
I was
cares?
So scared,
she's moved
too.
On.
To this day, she's had therapy over that.
Probably.
All right, little station reminder for you. Monday, come have dinner with me and Paul. Speaking of yummy 320.
Quality time.
Forest View Lanes, 2 hours of Denny and Paul, where we're going to attempt to drink every one of their craft beers.
All right.
We're just going to do like a little shot.
All right.
Of their craft beers.
Wow, what
they have like
a challenge.
57.
Who might argue?
I don't know. That sounds like a lot, though. That might be too much.
Well, you're close to home. Doesn't matter.
That's true. I got to have my daughter bring me.
Perfect.
Yeah, on a Monday. Anyway,
ride
so we're
going
to be over there 5 to 7. You know, they have an executive chef over there. They have things like lamb chops. I mean, it's a bowling alley, volleyball, mm-hmm. awesome summer place. Well, it's
complex now.
Hang out anywhere. And they're on Dean Road, 2345 Dean Road in Temperance. The area's hotspot for strikes, spikes, and pub grub.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know.
We'll have
come
fun.
Come see us.
Okay.
We will. All right, before I break, we welcome Trisha to the show. So yesterday, I'm over there at the Marathon Classic, walking 18 holes. And I started to get sore when I was walking, about hole 15, 16. Was it my knees, you know, that I had done at Stem Cell International? No. It was my stinking muscles. I started cramping up because of the freaking heat. Not my knees. The knee joints felt well. The muscles started to bother me in my back and in my thighs, my calves, my thighs. Anyway, but my knees were fine. And yesterday, four or five different people, "How's your knees, dude?" as I'm walking around. Because they know that I went to Stem Cell International and I got my knees done, so to speak, stem cell therapy, and they're fantastic. And I didn't have to, you know, take a cart or anything like that. I was able to zip around there yesterday, and it was absolutely awesome. If you have pain, and you're tired of living with the pain, I want you to go to Stem Cell International on Monroe Street and have a free sit-down with Dr. Nick Dumas, CEO. He's the CEO. So here's the number, 419-214-1860, 214-1860. And when you call him, be sure to tell him Denny Schaefer sent you.
Q105 traffic, sponsored by Super Fitness Toledo.